People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul.
Let's get together. I'll say it first. We all love fun. And it's time for Kill Me Cast. Yeah, it's time for Kill Me Cast.
Welcome to Kill Me Cast. Here is your host, Francis Rizzo III.
Thanks, Bernard. Welcome to all the Val Pals out there listening to a new episode of KilmerCast. I'm your host, Francis Rizzo III, and I'm here to talk about the films of Val Kilmer, one of the most truly unique American film actors of the modern era. This is a bit of a different episode of KilmerCast. Due to some scheduling issues, we aren't covering a movie this week, but I didn't want to skip an episode. So instead, today we're going to toss it over to our sibling network for the latest from the Kilmer Continuum.
Let's find out the latest from the Kilmer News Network.
So first up, unfortunately, the wait for the sequel to Top Gun has become even longer. Originally scheduled to premiere in theaters June 26, 2020, the first COVID outbreak helped push it way back to November 19, 2021. And now, thanks to COVID's continuing presence, especially the Delta variant, Top Gun Maverick won't be released until May 27, 2022, nearly two full years since it was originally supposed to come out. You know, I get the delay. It's not like delaying it's going to make people want to watch the film any less. And, you know, they want to make sure people can get into theaters to see this film. But we first saw the trailer in July of 2019. That is a very long time to wait. I mean, it might be the longest time between trailer and the actual release of a movie in film history. I mean, if anybody has any correction on that, please let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. But it feels like this is the longest we've ever gone between a film being shown to us as a preview and then actually finally getting to see it, which we will not get to see it for quite a while now. But while we wait for the return of Iceman, Paramount showed us the first 13 minutes of Maverick at the big movie theater industry convention, CinemaCon, and it confirms Kilmer's role in the movie. Tom Cruise's Maverick is assigned to lead the Top Gun training as a favor from an old friend, one Admiral Kazansky. So it seems Iceman is now an admiral, according to reports, which mention a framed picture of the admiral in the film. Hearing that, I wondered if that was the extent of Kilmer's presence in the movie, you know, due to his health issues, which would be, you know, a real bummer. But fortunately, it sounds like he's more of a presence than that, because in other Top Gun news, producer Jerry Bruckheimer told People magazine that Tom Cruise really wanted Kilmer in the new movie. Quoting Bruckheimer, Cruise said, "We have to have Val. We have to have him back. We have to have him in the film." Bruckheimer continued, "And he was the driving force. We all wanted him, but Tom was really adamant that if he's going to make another Top Gun, Val had to be in it." Bruckheimer added of Kilmer, "He's such a fine actor, and he's such a good individual. We had such a good time on the first one and wanted to bring some of the gang back together again." Speaking of bringing the band back together, Val is hosting Val Kilmer Potluck Movie Night online on September 25th. So there's going to be a pre-movie party that's free to anybody starting at 7:50 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be streamed from Val Kilmer's Hellmel Studio in Los Angeles. It's going to feature celebrities, artists, and musicians as they raise funds for the USO and the Twain Mania Foundation. Then at 8:30, there's going to be a watch-along of Top Gun, which will take place with Kilmer in chat and appearances by actors Rich Rossovich and Barry Tubb, as well as top military leaders and some other special guests. Tickets for this event will be only $8.95, which seems really well worth it to me. I've seen several events like this online where you can watch along with a celebrity or an actor from a film, and this seems to me the lowest price I've ever seen for this. So the fact that you're going to get to talk to Val Kilmer in chat and get to see some of his co-stars and some other people that with connection to the film, I would say for any Val Kilmer fan, this is going to be well worth it. And finally, aside from the obvious tragedy of Val's illness and the effect it had on his life and well-being, the fact that he's lost his voice, one of his greatest tools as an actor, is really just a true shame. To salvage some of that loss, Synantec, which is a UK-based software firm, they helped regain his voice through a use of artificial intelligence in their voice cloning systems. Kilmer's reps contacted the company to see if this could be done, and Synantec created 40 different versions of Kilmer's voice. So now, Kilmer has a desktop text-to-speech program that replicates his voice And Kilmer said that they've masterfully restored it in a way that he never thought possible. Let's listen to Val's restored voice, courtesy of Synantec.
We all have the capacity to be creative. We're all driven to share our deepest dreams and ideas with the world. When we think of the most talented creative people, they speak to us in a unique way. A phrase we often hear is, having a creative voice. But I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more. A part that was never truly gone. Just hiding away.
That is really impressive. I mean, so basically they took clips of his old films and then ran them through artificial intelligence to pull out sounds and words to be able to create this voice. Now, there are definitely some ethical questions about these kinds of tools, because you can now take this and make this person say something they never meant to say or support a cause they never meant to support. So there's definitely questions about this kind of technology, but if this allows Kilmer to continue his acting career, or I mean, even if it's just that it allows him to have a conversation again with his friends and family, that's just a great application of technology, and I have to applaud it. It sounds so real. It's amazing that that is not him talking. It's him speaking words into a computer through text to speech. It's amazing. Well, that's all for this episode of KilmerCast. Please email any thoughts, questions, or comments to kilmercast@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter @kilmercast. We'll be back with a new episode and a great guest real soon. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep it Kilmer.